On Florida International University Week, dogs might be proving their mettle in the fight against COVID-19. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kenneth G. Furton, professor of chemistry and biochemistry, sniffs around to find out why.
Most scientists start by asking, what if? What if we could detect COVID-19 in a matter of seconds before boarding a plane or entering a classroom? In the start of the pandemic in 2020, my colleagues and I asked, what if we trained dogs to detect the virus? At that time, we knew the basics of the disease. It infected the respiratory tract, was easily spread, and caused metabolic changes in infected individuals. We also knew canines are the original biosensor with an innate, spectacular sense of smell, and they can be trained faster than we can create an instrument to detect a new odor. We weren't starting from scratch. We had decades of experience in isolating unique odors and creating standards for training and handling of these detector dogs. Building upon previous research, we set out to determine if we could, in fact, train a dog to detect COVID-19. Working with the local hospital, we received masks from ill patients, those infected with the virus, and those who were sick but did not have the virus. We hypothesized that we'd be able to have at least some level of success with this new application. What we weren't expecting was an incredible average accuracy of over 97% accurate. That's what you expect from a PCR test, the gold standard we've been using since March of 2020. It's one thing to get these results in a controlled environment. It's another to get out into the real world and be able to replicate similar accuracy numbers. Working with big events like the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, Florida's second busiest passenger airport at Miami International Airport, and the first law enforcement agency to have certified COVID-19 detector dogs, our research is putting scientifically backed standards as another layered safeguard against the spread of COVID-19. As the science points to this becoming endemic, maybe man's best friend can be our best line of defense against spreading variants of this virus and other infectious microbes.
That was Kenneth G. Furton of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.